So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And today is a Spirit Sunday on the show, and I'm so excited today to share with you what's been happening for me lately. It's just the most expansive energy I've ever been a part of, and I'm so thrilled to invite you into creation today. I'm going to invite you. What's been showing up for me lately is the giving yourself permission to change. Yeah. Because we've been hearing a lot about choices and making choices and making different choices. But if you don't give yourself permission to change, then you might end up choosing the same things over and over again. Yeah, and then your results look really similar to what they were before. Yeah. And there's kind of a three-step process. So why don't we just spend, say, 2 minutes on each step, you know? Let's just see if you could shift something right on this podcast. Okay, so the first step is when you get an insight or vision, when you're handed an idea that's creation, I'd like you to look at it differently than belonging to you. I'd like to ask you to step it outside of yourself and see it as creation creating itself, and then you are like a facilitator of it. Okay? So let's say your idea is to have a call, a group call. You want to invite people to a call about something. Or let's say you'd like to teach a class or a workshop about something. What if that is creation working through you to help others? And when you open yourself up to it bigger, and then you give that creation, like you give it your back, you say, I'm going to back you. Yeah. What's the energy of that? And then do you give the creation space to be fresh and new? Or do you say, you know, it's going to be like when I taught it before and I did this before. It always turns out like this. It always turns out like this for me. It always turns out like this for me. Ah, let's let go of that energy right now in this space of this call and just invite some new, fresh energy to your creations. Yeah. Thank you. So the first step, I'm going to just invite you to have a vision or invite an insight into your space. Okay? Nice. Now the second part is believing in it and having its back. And, you know, this could be like 17 different episodes. And very likely, some people were raised in an environment where everybody gave everyone's creations their back. But quite often, when you had a new idea, your parents didn't know how to give it, like, your back. Like, they didn't know how to jump in and support you in it. And they might have been busy, you know, keeping their own stuff together. So, in the space of this fresh morning energy, well, I've got morning energy. It might be nighttime for you. In the space of this fresh, creative energy, go ahead and just picture yourself giving your creation its back. So, giving it space, giving it belief, believing in it. You know, that reminds me of this guy, Tyrese, who's a big singer and a songwriter. Well, I don't know if he writes everything, but he's a big singer and he's a big movie star on Fast and Furious. And this one woman, when he was making calls to try to get a recording, one woman just said yes to him. She gave him all the support of her recording company. And that changed everything for him. Just having one person having his back. So can you have your creations back? So we're going to review. We just have 2 more minutes. It goes so fast. Okay. So first, let the insight or the inspiration show up. So first, give it permission to have a creation. And then 2, have the creations back. Yeah, there you go. Now, the third piece is expanding out beyond what you believe was possible. Yeah, so just in the space of this, while you're listening right now on this podcast, could you give your creation space to be bigger than you thought it would be? Could you give it space to be beyond what's possible, beyond that, and beyond that, beyond that, beyond that? Whew. Now, pull energy to your new creation from all the galaxies and ask everyone that would like to be, I want to say, like, changed by you or inspired by you, touched by you, moved by you. Ask them all to pull energy through all of them to nurture your creation, to nurture it. So you're not on the planet alone anymore. You've just invited energy to grow your creation. Yeah. Isn't that precious? So just now in this space of awe, it's funny, isn't it? Like how instead of awe, what we do to our creations, we're like, it's not good enough, it's not big enough, it hasn't sold enough, it doesn't have enough people in it, not enough people like it, I don't know how to get graphics done. Like the energy of that just keeps squishing things down. And that's not really going to help your creation become everything it would like to be on the planet. So just go ahead and expand again, expand again, expand again. Invite your creation to flourish. Yeah. Yeah, because, creation is all about change and all about serving the expansion and sort of the creative juices of mankind. And I wonder what that might bring to the planet that doesn't exist yet. What kinds of new inspirations could show up when you're fully activated in that creative space? Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for coming on my Spirit Sundays. I've been having so much fun on these. And the podcast is going to get super exciting. I have so much coming in August and September. September is just dedicated to wealth, just so you know. It's going to be really exciting. I'm creating some amazing shifts for September on this podcast. So don't go away. Come back and keep coming back. Thanks.